Parts of upstate New York have been receiving record amounts of rainfall this year. The rain is one of the contributing factors to the high water levels on Lake Ontario this summer, which has caused extensive shoreline property damage. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, it's also taking a toll on local farmers.
The city of Syracuse has received more than 30 inches of rain this year. That's an amount the region usually doesn't accumulate until mid-October. But on one hot, sunny Tuesday, you would never guess it. People are taking a break from the city's hustle and bustle to enjoy the downtown farmers market. They're eating from food trucks by the Clinton Square fountain. Jessie Hahn is selling her crochet critters.
It basically pays for my yarn addiction.
One customer takes an interest in a Christmas stocking.
Do you make these to order?
I can, yes.
With somebody's name?
Yep.
Jessie's mom owns Hahn Farms in Baldwinsville, and they're selling
zucchini, pickles, peas, onions. We do a lot of garlic, cucumbers, beets.
The crocheting has been given some more space at the tables because
this year with the farm being so wet and nothing growing right now, I've got time to put it out now. Some of our stuff didn't get planted until about 3 weeks late, so it's all late coming, and with it still being that wet, we don't know what we're even going to get on some things. Our garlic, we lost about a third at least of the field. Zucchini is just starting where we should be, halfway through it already.
Cindy Payne of the Oliver Payne Greenhouses south of Fulton sells
plants, herbs, hanging baskets, perennials.
She says the rain hurts their business too.
Our customers can't get out and plant, so then they don't come into the greenhouse. And the other thing is when you have prolonged days of cloudy, rainy weather, that puts more pressure on the plants as far as diseases and things. So it's more of a challenge to keep everything from being too humid, keep the air moving, to keep things circulating so we don't develop fungal diseases and things like that.
Around the area where we have our garden, people are saying they should have started rice paddies this year.
Julian Mangano just started a small-scale farm in Lewis County, and for him, the rain isn't all bad.
It's actually been a saving grace.
Really?
Yeah, it's been helping, because we don't have an irrigation system set up yet, so just having the rain is like, thank you, God.
We don't have the crops this winter, we're going to have problems. So we'll have to buy it or, you know, get rid of some animals, one or the other.
Greg Wilson runs a farm with beef cattle. The rain has prevented him from cutting and drying hay, and they were late planting corn, an issue shared by dairy farmer Chuck Luxinger. At his Silver Spring farm in Syracuse, Luxinger talked about all the problems the rain has caused.
It has affected our cows going out to pasture because the roadways turn into a sloppy mess. And it's affected the cows. If it rains all night, they stand together and they don't eat. So rain is great for making things grow, but enough is enough.
Luxinger says the rain impacts smaller dairy farms more than the larger ones with enclosed freestall barns. Last year, New York State Agriculture Commissioner Richard Ball was touring parts of upstate affected by a severe drought. He says this year has also been challenging.
But it's been particularly tough on the Finger Lakes region. It's been very hard on the North Country, very hard on parts of the Southern Tier.
He admits crops have gone in late and first cuttings are not all in. Ideally, Silver Spring Farm cuts hay four times during the summer, and that might not happen this year. But Ball says farmers are coping.
There's time to make up ground. Our farmers will do that.
In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.